Hello?
Hi, is that Miss Grady?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Miss Grady. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your query about the Scottish Redress Scheme application.
The what?
The Scottish Redress Scheme application.
What's that? Oh, aye.
Yeah, it's now a convenient time to talk.
Well, actually, I can't remember. I was only a baby at the time, eh?
You were only a baby. We've already got some base information in relation to Cannon House.
Cannon House, who's that? I was only 3 years old, so I don't know what the place is called.
Yeah, we have down Cannon House Lane Children's Home in Morningside, Edinburgh.
Well, I can't remember.
Right, okay, so it looks like you've already signed our initial documents. So I just wanted to speak to you in just in some more detail, provide you some information and let you know how we can proceed from this stage. Is that okay?
That's fine, actually.
Perfect. So just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth for me?
6462.
And your postcode?
EH51EP.
That's great. And just to let you know, that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay? So I'm just going to go through all the information we have on file, ensure everything's accurate. I'll then provide some compliance information about who we are and what we can do to assist you from this stage. Okay?
All right.
Great. So your name is Miss Norma Grady and you live at 36-2 Grantham Place.
That's the one.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Let me just move on to the next screens. Your email address is normagrady@hotmail.com.
That's the one.
Perfect. And let me just see if we've got your proof of address. So it looks like we still need your proof of address and identification. So what I'll do is, following this phone call, I'll send you a document just explaining what documents we need and why we need them.
And then you can
just provide them. Is that okay?
All right. That's fine.
Perfect. Okay. So you've given us a nominated beneficiary of Angela Grady.
That's the one.
Yeah, and have you got Angela's date of birth?
58.
So on what month is that, sorry?
March.
March. 20th of March, and did you say 1968?
No, 58.
1958?
Aye.
Perfect.
You're older than me.
Right, that's fine. Okay. And you said that you were in care when you were quite young. It was between 1963 and 1996?
No, thank you.
Aye. Okay, that's absolutely fine.
Fine. Yeah, that's going to here twice, because I went to there, but I was there from 63 to 66, and then I went somewhere else after that. I can't remember when it was.
Not to worry, we might be able to find that information out at a later stage. I'll explain that to you in more detail. So just to let you know, I just need to make sure you're aware of, obviously, who we are and what we do. So do you know what the Scottish Redress Scheme is?
Nope.
Right, so the Scottish Redress Scheme, it's a government-funded scheme in which people who were in care prior to December 2004 can apply to be given compensation just for any abuse they suffered during their time of care, okay? So I've got to explain what options are available to you. So there's different ways in which you can pursue these applications, okay? Either you can do it by yourself, so that means you'd have to pursue the application yourself, you'd have to submit it yourself,
you'd have to get all the information yourself.
So that is an option. There is another option where you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So essentially there are some law firms who are paid directly by the Scottish Government and they can receive up to £2,000, but they get paid regardless of whether you win or lose. So even if your application is not successful, the solicitors will get paid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, here at MMA Legal, we don't operate under that scheme. and we do not claim those government-funded fees. We're an entirely independent private legal representation option, and we operate under a conditional fee agreement. So I can see that you've already signed that conditional fee agreement, so I just want to make sure you're fully aware of what that document is.
When did
you
sign that?
Yeah. Sorry?
When did I sign it?
You signed that, it would have been a month ago now, you signed it on the 17th of April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the conditional fee agreement, it's essentially, a lot of people refer to it as a no-win, no-fee. So that means that if your application's unsuccessful, you don't pay anything at all. If you withdraw your application on our advice, again, you'll pay nothing at all. However, if your application is successful and you do receive a redress payment, then our fees are capped at 20% of the payment. So we will, even if we spend a lot more hours on your case than a normal case would take, we would never charge you more than that 20% cap. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just need to explain now that... Hello? Hello? Hi, Miss Daisy. Sorry, I think you put me on hold. Hello?